Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We need your help because something that we do here on the Brett Mega Show that has a huge impact on our community, we could only do with your help. If you are a teacher or work in a school at all, we are looking for classrooms to make handmade, homemade Valentines for those living in senior citizen facilities. So if you're a teacher and you think this is a great idea for your classroom or something your classroom can do, where your class can make these like cute, adorable Valentines, 314-531-9898. We'll go collect the Valentines, and then we will go deliver them to senior citizens facilities, but we can't do it without the teachers who are listening right now, or the principals, or anyone who works in a school to say, hey, my school will do this, we'll jump on board. We did this last year. We just threw it out there just like this. We have no idea if anyone's going to call, or if we'll get one Valentine to give to one senior citizen. But the outpour of love that came through from our community was amazing. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. We had thrown this out there, and then 19 different schools jumped on board, and we collected 6,000 Valentines for those seniors who sometimes don't have family, they come and visit, they feel alone, feel isolated, feel like the younger generation doesn't get them, doesn't appreciate them. So we're looking for your help at 314-531-9898.
Yeah, it was amazing to see how a teacher would get her class, and then how that class would then influence other classrooms. And then all of a sudden we had schools, and then all of a sudden we had parts of districts being a part of this to do this for seniors. It really was really cool.
Yeah, we had the Parkway School District be a big part of it. Last year we went out to like Antonia, to St. Joe's. We went to Mesner Primary, Biome Charter School down in the city. We are looking to make an impact. I mean, we went over to Illinois last year too. This was such a big thing, and I can easily say this is one of my favorite things we've ever done on the Brett Mega Show. I mean, not only is seeing the kids' faces like light up, is that amazing, but to go to the senior citizen facilities and to see how much it makes their entire day. I mean, they're crying, we're crying. It's just beautiful.
I had no idea if anyone was going to call, and we still have no idea if anyone's going to call. We need you teachers in your classroom to do the work, and then we'll go do the work too. We'll go collect them. We come out there. Mm-hmm. People had assemblies. We played games with the kids, and then we had also conversations with the kids, and this is what blew me away. As we were going to kindergarten classrooms, first grade classrooms, and you would think, these kids are just too young. They don't get it. And every one of them were like, no. These people have served our country. They went to war for us.
Yeah, they understood it.
Yes. It was
they
so really cool. Did. And then we went to like high schools too. And you're thinking, oh, these high schoolers, they don't care. They're just worried about TikTok and what's the newest viral thing. No, they're like, they care too. It was so cool to see. It restores your faith in humanity. So if you are a teacher and you want to use this as a teaching moment and a learning message to your kids, we will come out to your school. We'll bring out the crew. We'll collect them. We'll hang out with your kids. We'll play with them, party with them, probably disrupt the school for sure.
Yep.
We'll do it however you want. We'll collect the Valentines, and then we will hand deliver these Valentines to our senior citizens living in facilities to let them know that there's still love being spread and the younger generation still cares. But we need schools. 314-531-9898. If you're a teacher and you want to be part of the Cupid Project on Y98 St. Louis, I don't want to make anyone in panic mode, or this is a heads up for any like lovers out there. We're like a month away from Valentine's Day, which means on the Brett Mega Show, we got to launch Project Cupid. This is something that we did on the show last year, and we had no idea the outpouring of love that was going to exist in our schools. And maybe we should have, because our community is just so amazing. What we do is we ask teachers or anyone who works in a school, hey, does your classroom, does your school, because that's what ended up happening. We just asked teachers, hey, does your classroom want to make handmade, homemade Valentines? And teachers are like, yeah, and watch our whole school come together. Mm-hmm. And they were having school assemblies, and these kids were making these. Honestly, some of these cards, they should work for Hallmark.
Oh, it's fantastic.
These
yeah,
cards were
fantastic.
Beautiful. Better than anything we could do.
Yes. Right? They were beautiful cards. And then we delivered them to senior citizen facilities, and they got to feel the love that existed for them. Because I think sometimes you get there and you're like, the younger generation just doesn't care. They don't know all of the things that we did. So you can have the things that we have today.
Yeah.
The freedoms you have and the wars that they fought and the stories they had. Like real life wars that our seniors went to for us to have the freedoms and the abilities they have. And you're like, oh, those kids only care about TikTok. They don't. They care about you.
Yeah, and it's amazing to watch those seniors and how they were hugging those cards.
Yes.
How they, it's almost like they were fighting over, no, I'm keeping this one. No, I'm keeping this
no,
one.
No, seriously.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was unbelievable.
It's so powerful. And teachers, you're doing a great job. And I love how it's just more than just teachers who are already calling in. Heather, you aren't a teacher. You're a school nurse?
I am, yes.
Aww.
So we would go to you, or at least me, I would go to you a lot when I was sick
and I had
to go home.
That checks out.
And I just wasn't feeling good, Heather. So where do you teach at? Or where do you nurse at?
I'm a school nurse at Whiteside in Belleville, Illinois.
Love it. And so do you think all the sick kids are going to make the Cupid cards, or are we the whole school who's doing this?
I think the whole school is going to participate with
us.
We have some amazing kids. We have some amazing teachers.
Love that.
And I think that we can really get on board with this.
Oh, awesome. My God. Love awesome. This. Okay, stay on hold. We'll get your info, and then we'll coordinate a date to pick up those Valentines from you. Thank you so much, Heather. Elizabeth, where do you teach at?
I teach at Adams Elementary.
Awesome.
It's in St. Louis City.
All right.
Love that.
And your school's down to make these cards?
Yes, absolutely.
Love it. Thank you so much. Hold on, Elizabeth.
Schools on schools.
All right. Carrie, where do you teach at?
I'm at Winthrop Elementary. I'm a second grade teacher.
Do you think the second graders would want to make it?
Oh, heck yeah. They're all on board.
I said.
They don't even know it yet, but they're all going to be doing it.
I said, okay, are we doing classroom or whole school? She goes, well, sign it up the whole school. I'm like, perfect.
That's right. And they have no choice in this. We love to help the community. So
I love
we are on board.
Carrie, you sound like a teacher you can't say no to. Like, if you walked into your principal's office, like, this is what we're doing, I feel like the principal's like, yes, Carrie, let's march. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. You got me pegged.
I love it. Carrie, thank you so much. We love it. Because of you, so many senior citizens are going to have an amazing Valentine's. Demi, where do you teach at?
I teach at Rose Acres Elementary.
And what grade level is your classroom?
I teach second grade.
I just love that these second graders get it. Like, they're going to make these cards for our senior citizens, and they're not for a second where you think that, like, oh, they're in second grade. They don't even know who they're making it for. They get it, don't they, Demi?
They're going to love it. And it's going to make me feel good, too, because my grandma just moved into a home this year. So that'll be fun.
It's one of the hardest things, because you know it's in, like, there's those senior citizen places, they're amazing. And they're such great communities, and they're great. But it does feel like, you know, like, I want to know that I care. I want to know that I'm thinking about you. And so what a great message to send for your grandma. Okay, Demi?
Yep.
Hold on. We'll get your info so we can coordinate your pickup. And Stephanie, what grade do you teach?
I'm a director at a daycare, so I teach them all.
You do? And you're going to have the
goosebumps.
Yeah.
And you're going to have, as the director, going to have the daycare make Valentines?
Yes, we are.
Love this. This is so cool. Thank you so much for the call. Look at that. From second grade to nurses to daycares, the huge community that comes out and shows love. Because of you, we're going to spread love all over St. Louis. So thank you so much. If you know any other schools that want to get involved, you can always reach out to us at 314-531-9898. But hopefully this year we get more. Our Valentine's total was like 6,000 last year. So we're hoping to beat 6,000 Valentines. So 6,000 senior citizens and those who have given so much to us can feel the love.